Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two, Saturday night edition of the show. We do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. If you like what we do and you want to hear more of it and you're listening on a radio station, but you don't hear us during the week, call your local station. Say, hey, I heard Free Talk Live on the weekend, and I think it's a great show. Why don't you put it on every night? Be a little bit nicer.
That's what we want you to do.
Yeah, because we want to be on every night. We want to get the message of freedom and liberty out to as many people as possible, and you can be critical in making it happen.
You know, Free Talk Live is not just about liberty talk all the time.
No, though. It's not.
You know, we talk about anything.
Whenever an issue comes up, that's the role we take on it.
Pretty much true, yeah.
And, yes, we do talk about anything. So if you've got a personal problem, call in, 800-259-9231. We dig that kind of stuff, too. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system where, again, there are a variety of topics there. In fact, there are over 41,000 posts for you to surf around through, and we're nearing the 800 mark, Manwich, on the user count. At the bulletin board system, freetalklive.com.
We've got to have about 45,000 posts, too.
Maybe so. We're getting there. Anyway, it's free, like everything else is, at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. We've been talking about the disaster in New Orleans, Louisiana, and we're not talking about the disaster from Hurricane Katrina. No, more specifically, we're talking about the disaster of government. The fact that government can't do anything right, and that includes, we really just need to keep them totally out of the whole business of saving lives. I just stumbled across an article during the news break that they're preventing the Red Cross from entering certain parts of New Orleans.
It's hard to imagine.
We'll get to that a little bit later on. Your calls are rolling in like crazy. Again, it is the show about your calls, so let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Dylan in Missouri. Dylan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I just wanted to see what what you think on, like, you know, the conspiracies and things like that going on down there. Do you think there's any
kind of conspiracy in New Orleans? If there is,
I don't really mean conspiracy. I mean, you know the whole conspiracy word. You said something earlier when the other guy was talking a little weird about, you know, sorcerers, and, you know, you thought he was getting off the subject. But he said something along the lines, and you were like, if you believe in that kind of sort of thing. So do you really believe in, like, some of this, I don't know, off-the-wall stuff about, you know, Bush and all that stuff back when he was in college?
Being in the Skull and Bones Club and Yale?
All that Alex Jones stuff, right?
Well, he really was in the Skull and Bones Club. What that means, I don't know.
So you don't think there's any black magic voodoo?
Oh, black magic is silly. I mean, come on.
Right.
That's just silliness.
These guys...
Black magic is silly. Well, you guys, like, don't believe in God or anything like that, right?
Well, Manwich sort of does.
I absolutely believe in God.
I don't know.
I don't think that
God necessarily imbues people with powers that they can cast evil spells on.
Yeah, look, I don't know. Maybe George, for all I know, George Bush and his buddies dance around a fire naked in the moonlight. I don't know, and I don't care. That doesn't have any bearing on me. What has bearing on me is what they decide to do in Washington, D.C., the stuff they do, you know, in front of the news cameras, and the terrible, tyrannical things that are going on as a result of what they do in Washington.
And it doesn't seem to matter. I mean, apparently Alex Jones has footage of, the politicians out there dancing around in grass skirts.
Footage of, you know, people maybe of power or whatever, but then footage of them, but still,
yeah,
there is still a lot of weirdness to it.
Well, it's all very interesting, but it's all irrelevant, really, isn't it?
I don't think so. I mean, if it goes back to history and, you know, all this kind of, like, I mean, I don't know about, like, that one guy. I don't remember what his name is. He's got the mullet haircut. And he talks about the aliens and all that stuff.
There's,
you know,
plenty of crackpots out there, man.
I think that guy is kind
of
crazy.
There's plenty of crackpots out there. And, man, what you pointed this out before, everybody has their threshold of craziness that they accept, right?
Sure.
Some people accept all of the crazy stories.
The reason
stories.
I brought it up is because of, like, you know, the harp stuff. I'm sure you've heard of the harp stuff being, you know, you got the talk radio show.
The crazy kooks alleging that the government can modify the weather?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What do you think
about that? Like, government can modify the weather somehow better than they can do anything else, which is nothing. Government can't do anything right. I think attributing...
I don't know. I mean, the technology is there. You can't say that technology isn't there to mess with, you know, things. I mean, I don't know enough to be able to
create
yes
a hurricane
no,
and direct it.
And direct
what are you
it. That's really
about?
The key. Is
well,
not
well,
just creating
really,
a hurricane.
I really wouldn't necessarily say that they could create it and direct it. My only
well, what are you saying?
If they could boost something up that would... If they could find something, you know, that was like, it just looked like the right timing, and they knew how they could make it stronger,
What's the motivation there?
Why would they do that? Well, so they could, you know, kind of kill America and, you know.
Why? If you kill America, you're not going to get more tax dollars from the dead guys. Huh? They're letting people across the borders.
If your agenda is about you and your dollar and about, you know, more of the United States.
You can't have more dollars unless there's people to make dollars off of. That's why they're letting immigrants across the border right now, is because they make money off of these people.
I know, but you know how Alex Jones talks about, you know, Bush.
We don't really listen. I mean, I've seen his videos, and they're very interesting. But again, yeah. I think that people that focus on this kind of stuff, this conspiracy stuff, Dylan.
You know, I think 90% of your callers, though, probably listen to him just as much, if not more than you.
Maybe callers. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe callers.
We're on certainly a network that has some of that feel to it, and maybe the internet listeners that listen off of that network, but the people on the radio stations don't necessarily.
Well, I mean, I like you guys' slogan about liberty and freedom.
We have a huge, actually have a huge listenership via podcast that doesn't listen to anything on this network beyond Free Talk Live, and you know, they call in all the time as well. So we're not here doing a show. We're not doing a show to make the conspiracy theorists happy, and I think that the people that focus on conspiracy theories are wasting their time. It's all very interesting, and I don't mind sitting down and spending an hour every 6 months or so looking at some information about it. I don't mind looking at the information, but to talk about it, to obsess over it, to make it seem as though this is what people need to know about is totally missing the mark. What people need to know is that government doesn't work. We need to get government out of our lives, and the conspiracy theories have no bearing on that fact. Government is bad, period. It doesn't matter if it's Bush or Kerry or anybody else, whether the Green Party or the Libertarian Party, anybody in charge of government, nobody can do it right. I don't care if they dance around in grass
shirts. So what would you want, anarchy?
Well, I don't. I believe that we want to return to a.
I wouldn't mind
you know, a constitutional government.
What do you think about the Constitutional Party? You don't think they have good ideas?
The Constitution Party are a bunch of xenophobic bigots, in my opinion, personally.
Really?
Some of their ideas are okay, and the Libertarian Party kind of aligns with them on some things, but they're just another group of people that thinks they can make government work right. You can't.
If you look at it from like a normal perspective, you know, normal people don't really talk about, you know, conspiracies and things
of
this nature.
Not.
I mean, you go out there and you talk about that stuff, and they're just like, whoa, that's kind of crazy. But
yeah,
you know,
it's terrible to
people know that something's not right. They know that something's offbeat, you know, in lots of walks of life.
That's true. That
whether
much is true.
Whether it's conspiracy or whether it's not, nobody knows for
sure. Well,
you
know, some 100%. People, I think you're right. I think most people do have the feeling that there's something wrong. But I think also most people can't put their finger on what it is that's wrong.
But what they'll
wrong.
Tell you with conspiracies, most people, like, you know, you're conservative, normal guy or whatever, they'll just be like, well, what are you going to do about it? Worrying about it and all that's not going to do any good. You're not going to change a damn thing.
No,
they're
going to
say
true.
The same thing to protesters. They're going to
that's
say,
true.
Say the same
Here's
thing
Here's what
to
I suggest you do about it. If you care about freedom
You can't change government, obviously.
If you care about freedom and liberty.
It goes from your perspective is what I'm trying to say.
If you care about freedom and liberty, Dylan, we can change government, and it can be done in the free state, the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. If people that believe in liberty and freedom all move together and get active to make changes, you better believe changes will happen. Because if they don't, then we're going to have violence on our hands, Dylan. Because I'm sick and tired of being ruled by people.
I mean, what I believe is that it's more just about being aware. And it's more just about...
We've been, even if you're aware, for the last 100 years, our freedoms have slipped away, Dylan.
I know, but when it comes time, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't fight 99% of...
Dylan, there is nothing you can do except join the Free State Project. It's really, I mean, you know, of all this, I gave up.
I mean, I'm not going to try to, like, dog it or anything like that,
Go
but
ahead.
It's a very niche environment of...
It's not... Who's nuts here? The people that are willing to move for liberty, or the people who say, there's nothing we can do about
freedom. Freedom is obviously the answer, you know. I watch movies like Braveheart, you know, I see Mel Gibson.
You can't have it, man, because you're not willing to give anything for it.
Watching movies is nice. Making and taking action is the real answer. Thanks, Dylan. 800-259-9231. Those who are willing to seize the day and make a difference will be the ones who will be enjoying liberty here in a few years. And the rest of you, enjoy your shackles. More coming back. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live. We've got more people want to talk about Nolans and freedom and et cetera. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time. So call now, 1-877- 877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, Saturday night edition of the show. Anything goes. Political, personal. You can talk about what you want. 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. In fact, if you like the fact that we give you our archives, unlike those other radio shows that seem to charge for them, if you think that's cool, we want you to vote for the show. We want you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to go this month, and help us solidify our number one position at PodcastAlley.com. We need your vote. Vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address. It'll take you less than a minute. We've been talking about New Orleans. We've been talking about the real story behind the tragedy there. And it is a tragedy. And people need help. And if you can give them some help, whether it be through your time, your volunteer time, which is very valuable, or your money, which is also valuable, we suggest you get in touch with some charitable organizations. There are lists of them at all the major news websites, CNN.com, the Red Cross, of course, a major organization. We're going to actually talk about, if we have time today, we'll talk about how the Red Cross is being turned away by the government. And, of course, it's all the government's fault. I mean, most of this is the government's fault. Yes, okay, they didn't control the hurricane, even though our last caller suggested that they could.
I don't know as though he was saying.
He said they could make it worse. About it. Well, yeah, okay, he asked us what we thought. Anyway, Yeah,
and I'd like to say that no way. I'm looking at this harp stuff online, and oh boy,
just
did
a bunch of crack
Photoshop?
No, really? I don't know. I didn't see anything.
He's got to be Photoshopped.
Well, the suggestion was that the government could change the weather somehow. And again, the government can't do anything right. They can't keep drugs out of prisons. They can't deliver the mail on time. They can't really even fight wars very well. What makes you think they can change Mother Nature? Please, give me a break. And are the, like I said before, I said this during the break, are all the meteorologists in on the conspiracy
yes.
as well?
Don't
you think they notice something weird?
Every weatherman at every television station, and the ones at the radio stations too, and the newspaper, and the Weather Channel, and the right. internet sites, all of them, they're in on it too. Hard to keep a secret with that many people, but they still managed to do it.
You know, so we're talking about how the government was the one that built the levees in the first place in New Orleans, and that's what created the tragedy, the fact that the levees broke, and the flood, that's what created the flooding. And that's what created the situation with the people dying and people trapped all over the city. Oh, it's terrible, and it is tragic. But put the blame in the right place. The government is to blame. The government, and this can't be done right either. You can't just say, well, if the Republicans were in charge or if the Democrats were in charge, everybody be okay in New Orleans. No! It's because the government owns these things. Whoever's behind it. None of them have any incentive to do anything right because there's no marketplace provisions. There's no market forces acting on anything. They get to steal their money from you at gunpoint and then spend it on whatever they want to. That's how it works. Anyway, so our last caller, I just wanted to kind of refresh on what our last caller suggested right towards the end of his call, and that was that, oh, there's no point in doing anything about this. Well, the government's really big, and he said liberty and freedom were really important to him, but when we brought up the idea of the Free State Project, moving 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to the same state together, kind of like a second American Revolution in a way, he kind of just brushed it off and said, well, you can't fight against 99% of the... And he didn't actually finish what he was going to say, but I think that he meant 99% of the public that's, like, brainwashed. Well, let's unbrainwash them. Let's re-educate them with Free Talk Live and other liberty-oriented programs like Penn & Teller and John Stossel on television.
I don't think there's any doubt in anyone's mind that most people just kind of go along,
with what they're told.
Yes.
But if we can tell them something different, it's certainly possible that they could wake up and realize they've been lied to for their entire lives. And I think it's worth doing. It's worth attempting. Our last call is just sort of, let's just give up. Oh, can't do anything about it.
You know, I guess that's kind of the way I saw the whole liberty movement before the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you want smaller government, too damn bad. You're never going to get it.
You're outvoted every time.
You're never going to get it. The Republicans are not going to give it to you. The Democrats preach about not giving it to you. The Republicans will just lie about not giving it to you.
Right.
And, you know, the government's just grown and grown. We're twice as dependent on government than 1980.
And then the Republicans and the Democrats work together to set the rules to keep everybody else out
right.
of the political game.
Only hope that there is the Free State Project.
It's for people to stand up and get together, the people that believe in freedom and liberty, to get together in the Free State Project. Anyway, let's go to Expendable in the Carolinas. Expendable, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Excellent, sir. What's
good.
On your mind?
Oh, man, the main topic of the evening, New Orleans.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
Now, I'm not trying to put any braggadocio to myself. I don't want to center in on myself, but I served in the military, in the Army, for 10 years. 8 years of that, I was a Ranger.
Okay.
I won't say what division, but I will say that it was the one you don't see their faces on TV.
Okay.
Now, I'm not really hipping on that, but I will say this, and I hope you can read between the lines, because there's a lot I can't say. There's a lot of the simple things we were told never to speak of with some of our training exercises, but one thing I can say is a lot of things that are going on in New Orleans right now are eerily similar to what we train for in foreign countries on rescue mission.
What do you mean when you say a lot of things? Can you give us some examples?
I can give you an example, and I would hope any other member of the armed service that feels they can give this input would call in tonight and verify, because people need to know. We have trained to within a liquid moment, and when I say a liquid moment, that's 28 hours, to be able to bring food, nourishment, and proper medical care in foreign countries if called, and if we have the right resources, usually navally, within the vicinity.
Okay.
Now, and we are trained to go into situations and extricate those needed in Civil War situations, such as Sierra Leone, where the Marines did admirable in getting our people out.
Right.
Now, that's just what I'd like to make reference to, and if you do some simple study online and just look for the comparison,
I guess I don't understand your point. You're saying that our troops are trained to help people out in disaster situations. What, is there an allegation in there somewhere?
My allegation is this. There's military exercises that are probably about to occur in New Orleans that I think would completely contradict with the American sovereignty law.
Well, now the military is not supposed to be operating inside the United States, correct? Isn't
that? Do you know how easily it can be to within 2 days switch over to National Guard with your expertise?
I'm not sure what you just said. What?
Basically, you could take an active, say, a Ranger or one of the top-notch meat eaters in the Marines, the Force mm-hmm. Recon, and they could, within 2 days, get advanced leave to put on reserve where they could serve within vicinities of that, usually for key command structure.
You're saying that within 2 days' time, regular military members can be sort of transferred to the National Guard, so therefore they could be used as
not
the National Guard?
Not transferred in groups, but mixed in.
I see. And what would be the point of this?
The point of this?
Yeah, what could be the evil outcome that I don't quite get?
The evil outcome could be some hair triggers where they're not needed.
You mean trigger fingers?
I think they've made it clear here with the National Guards have been given a shoot-to-kill order for people who are looting in New Orleans.
But
hair trigger my butt. They're going to shoot anybody who's got private property in their hands.
And as you heard, the FBI counterterrorism sniper team, which is a top-notch group of meat eaters and know their shots, they're going to be looking and evaluating a person at a distance.
That's not cool, man. I don't like the idea. And the news reports are saying more military people are streaming or storming, as the news reports have phrased it, going into New Orleans. Thanks for the call. Expendable. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Your call's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. And your show, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem, an agenda you want to talk about, something you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mamwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got all kinds of good stuff for you there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, where we have dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph. We put them up on the web at freetalklive.com. And we need your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. If you like what we do on the show, you don't have to pay for website access. There's no membership section. What we want you to do is go vote for us once a month at vote.freetalklive.com. Every month at podcastalley.com, the votes reset, and we once again have to push to be number one. We're currently number one, but only by a few votes, so we need your help. Vote.freetalklive.com.
Just a little bit.
It'll only take you a minute, maybe even less than a minute of your time, and all you need is an email address to participate. Tell your friends and family members about Free Talk Live and go to vote.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about New Orleans and the tragedy there, and we are going to get back into that shortly.
Get together and celebrate all your summer occasions with great savings on grower specials from 1-800-Flowers.com. Visit their website every week for limited time offers on fresh flowers and other terrific values. Use code FTL, that's for Free Talk Live, FTL at checkout and save 10% on everything. That's flowers and the regular gifts. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
So, we're talking about the tragedy in New Orleans, and of course also Mississippi devastated, but really, the real focus, of course, is on New Orleans because, well, unlike Mississippi, this is a city that was built under sea level. And apparently it was built under sea level, and I don't know what the exact process was that this happened in, but at some point, the government came along and said, don't you worry. We'll build a levee system and protect you from any possible floodwaters. Go right ahead and build here. What is it, 60 feet under sea level?
62 is what I've heard.
Something like that. Go right ahead and build here. And so people trusted the wonderful, caring government to take care of them for the future. And here's what happens when you trust the government. You get failure as a result. You get the government destroying things. I mean, inadvertently. It didn't think this would ever happen. I mean, it just sits around and does nothing in general, and everything it attempts to do, it tends to fail at. You tend to get unintended consequences for every single government program, whether it be the war on drugs creating more drug use, the war on poverty creating more poverty, the war on terrorism creating more terrorism, or in this case, building levees that will down the line eventually fail because of the nature of the government. It's the nature of public ownership. And just to finish up Lou Rockwell's thoughts from earlier in the show, I couldn't resist, but these last two paragraphs are so great. He was talking about how it's the government that allowed this tragedy to truly happen. And he says, moreover, every American ought to be alarmed at the quickness of officials to declare martial law, to invade people's rights, deny freedom, the people the freedom of movement, because we, as we pointed out earlier, the people that were in the Superdome were not free to leave.
That's so crazy. I mean, it's like a concentration camp in there. They just locked them up.
Pretty much what it's like.
Can't come out. No wonder they checked him for weapons on the way in. They want to be the only ones with guns.
They deny freedom to people of movement and otherwise trample on all values that this country is supposed to hold dear. A crisis does not negate the existence of human rights. It is not a license for tyranny. It's not a signal.
That's what Americans seem to think. It seem to think it's just okay to give up your rights when, oh my gosh,
I've got a hangnail. I guess we better have the government take care of this stuff.
And Americans are mostly brainwashed. It's not a signal that government may do anything it wants. This crisis ought to underscore a point made on these pages again and again. Being a government official gives you no special insight into how to best manage a crisis. It's like what I said before. Just because you're a mayor doesn't mean you know anything about averting tragedy or helping, you know, or how to order people around afterwards. Craziness to suggest that you do. Just some guy that got elected. You know, it's usually some doctor or some lawyer. Indeed, the public sector, with all of its guns and mandates and arrogance, cannot and will not protect us from life's contingencies. It used to be said that infrastructure was too important to be left to the uncertainties of the market. But if it's certainty that we're after, there's a new certainty that has emerged in American life. In crisis, the government will make matters worse and worse until it wrecks your life and all that makes it worth living. Government doesn't do anything right. Still waiting for the call from somebody that thinks they do. 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we'll talk to Kevin in Washington. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey. Wow, that last paragraph was amazing. That really hits it on the head. I wanted to, hold on a sec. Girls, you've got to be quiet, please.
Yes, you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Dad's on the radio.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to hit 3 points really quick. First of all, I'm a fairly new libertarian, and I'm a computer programmer, so you would think that I would know what podcasts were, but I've been so busy in code that I never even realized what was going on in news out there until I went to, a buddy of mine told me about this, and I have a little MP3 player. And so I stumbled upon Podcast Alley, and that got me to your place, and then I started listening. And just a real quick, you know, two-sentence history, grew up Republican, voted for Bush in the last election, but in the local and state elections, I picked a bunch of libertarians because what they said was starting to make sense to me. I mean, this is a process.
Absolutely.
When a person changes their...
You're changing your whole worldview, basically.
Exactly.
You're changing, it's a paradigm shift.
Exactly. And you guys, I want to thank you for what you're doing because you're my library. I have a 20-minute drive to work and back each way, and that's all I've been listening to is your shows, and I finally almost got caught up today.
Now, Kevin, this is sort of parallels my story. I mean, essentially, I was a Republican, you know, small government Republican, and read lots of, you know, that sort of stuff. I'd never heard anything about really libertarianism until one day E and I got talking at the radio station and just sort of realized that there was so much comparable. And, then we ended up on the air together, and, well, the show
and
just kind of rolled along from there.
Part of the problem is I think a lot of Republicans are starting to wake up and go, well wait a minute.
I didn't sign on for
all this extra government. And it starts hitting them in the pocketbook, and then it really starts going crazy. Listen, I wanted to get to a couple points really quick.
Okay.
I don't want to take up a lot of your time. What I've been noticing with this natural disaster is been quite a fascinating microcosm of how government fails.
Yeah.
And armed with my new libertarian philosophy, I decided to kind of flex my little libertarian muscles and really think this thing out. And that's the other thing I'm meant to mention to you guys that I admire about this whole philosophy is it makes you think, well, what do I believe about what's going on? Not, well, what does my party believe?
Yeah, what does Rush think?
Yeah, exactly.
Ditto.
And it's like, well, how do I react to all these things going on? And some of the things that I noticed right off the bat, And it couldn't be a more clear case against gun control. Now, do you really think that all those looters, and some of them, if I recall, went into gun shops and stole guns and ammunition? Now, did they stop to get that permit? Did they stop to get the background check?
Gosh, I don't think so.
Yeah, and so what do they make normal law-abiding citizens do?
Leave? Die?
I mean, and so who has the gun?
The criminals.
Only the criminals.
Exactly. The other thing I
can you imagine what it would be like if New York City flooded? They've got a total gun ban there.
Oh yeah. Well, basically you're in your house and someone comes to loot, and you have no protection. And that's just the bottom line.
Yeah. And, of course, the government has ordered all the law-abiding citizens out of the city anyway in the first place. And being good little citizens, that's what they did. Kevin, we're glad you're listening. Keep it up and call us again sometime.
I'm going to call you again because I want to talk to you about religious liberty someday.
Solid. Look forward to it. 800-259-9231. This is your show, John. The racist homeless man is on the line. Sergio as well. This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Your show, you can take control, and we got callers all over the lines. I can't guarantee if you call in now, we'll make it. You'll make it through, but you can give it a shot, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we got so much there for you. It's all free. It's all in the house. We ask that you go vote for the show, though. If you like the fact that we give you live streaming, the archives, bulletin board system, and much, much more, all free. Go vote for us, vote.freetalklive.com, and then shoot an instant message to all your buddies. Shoot off an email to your friends and family and let them know about Free Talk Live. Let them know that we need their votes, too. Vote.freetalklive.com. Again, it is a show about your calls. We're talking about Nolens and various other things, pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and, of course, personal problems are cool, too. Let's talk to John the Racist. Looks like you want to get revenge, John. John the Homeless Racist, what's up?
Oh, yeah, hello, hungry man, the man handler.
You're going to serenade us tonight, huh?
That's right. I'm talking about Manwich.
The manhandler.
That's right.
I am bold and spicy, John.
Well, anyway, like I told that guy, right? Yeah. Two topics, revenge and Arkansas.
Okay.
I went to the BBS board, and I read what that louse, I ain't calling his name out, Wolf said about me.
Okay.
He said, good job. I can go up and slap them and make them hire me.
Oh, hey. You could get a job if you want to.
Really?
Hey, yes, you can. Go to McDonald's.
Hey, let me tell you, I've been to McDonald's. They ain't hiring.
You're full of it.
You're not hiring, man.
Get out of here.
Construction site.
And to Wolf, if you're listening, blow me.
Okay.
Now, that being said, let's go to Arkansas.
Okay.
Now, I just noticed something. Now, y'all know I hate these beaners and these Bessies, right?
Yes, okay. Yeah, you've made it
you're a very hateful right. person.
Now,
as has been shown.
I just noticed that we got an increase of illegal aliens here.
Is that right?
Yeah, but I ain't talking about beaners now. I'm talking about the L word.
The L word?
Oh. Louisianans?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they're illegal aliens.
No, they're not
citizens.
Aliens, nor are they illegal.
We also picked up some of their trash.
They're just displaced, man.
Cases. You know, I saw a guy in a library today humming as he went to a website. Uh-huh. What's this problem? You know. Now,
so you don't think that, are there homeless people not as good as your homeless people there in Little Rock?
Picked up some of their trash, man.
Yeah, okay. It's just,
the homeless people in Little Rock are the upper echelon of the nation's homeless people.
Well, look here. Check this out. Plus, we also picked up something extra from Louisiana. They're illegal aliens from Mexico.
So the ones that they have over there?
Yeah, we picked up a little extra.
I see. Well,
it's a bummer, man. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I just want to say I want them all out of my state, including their share of trash and their illegal aliens.
Well, just keep crying because they're not listening
aliens.
To you, John.
We got enough right here.
You know what? You don't like the competition. You could go out and get a job, but everybody else that's coming into the state, whether they be illegal or not, they're willing to work for less than you are, John. And, you don't like that.
I couldn't find a single garbage can today with no food in it.
Oh, man, it is a tough life. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. We got to go to Deborah, who apparently has been on the line, and I didn't know about it. Deborah, my apologies. Normally, ladies come first here on Free Talk Live. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Thanks. Down here in South Austin, guys, and I'm thinking about that Free State project you've got going in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to investigate that a little bit, and I'm wondering, you know, if Louisiana was already a Free State project, how would they be handling this disaster?
Well, first of all,
Excellent question.
Yes, it's a great question. Nobody with any sense...
The best question of the night. You know, nobody else has any
nobody
sense.
Nobody with any sense would build a city below sea level in the first place. So I would suggest that if we'd had a libertarian America or a libertarian Louisiana, New Orleans would not be where it is today.
But you know what? That's the mighty Mississippi, and... Many, many tons of good merchandise comes down that Mississippi every year, goes out of the port, that
mm-hmm.
delta down there, and it goes somewhere. And also, that is a protected port of entry. We have a lot of ships coming in, so it's natural for people to build homes and businesses in a situation like that. So what would a free state do?
Well, how about this? Let's say that the disaster has occurred, because maybe a free state would have built better levee systems and then monitored them under a private system.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe we would have put a bunch of land there and brought it up above sea
But I
level.
Think it can be clear that it doesn't make any sense to go into the middle of Gulf of Mexico, 62 feet down, start pumping the water out and building walls up and saying, this is where we're going to have our city.
I understand.
Even though there's buildings
and we've
out
got
there
wet
now.
Poncha train sitting right on top of them, and it's going to drain when it gets wet.
Yep.
So
I think that let's just say that I guess let's take your question from a fair perspective. You're asking what would have happened if Saturday, or Sunday, you know, the day of the hurricane, we switched from the current government to a libertarian government.
Right.
Well, the libertarian government would, for instance, let the Red Cross into the city to actually help people.
Hello, thank you.
Yeah, we've actually
I can't
got a story.
Why they're doing it?
We've got a story here. Homeland Security is not allowing the Red Cross to come into New Orleans to help people out.
I hear you.
The Red Cross has a whole bunch of cool things that are called heater meals that don't require any preparation. You basically open it up and it heats itself.
Right.
I mean, it's just awesome stuff. And they want to come in and give people these things and help people out, but the government's not allowing them to. And it's the same thing that happened down here in Florida last year after Hurricane Charlie. There were trucks full of ice and water that were being turned away by the federal government.
Right. Yeah,
so,
what's that all about? We're down here in South Austin with refugees flooding into the Burger Center, And the neighborhood people that are bringing boxes of food and blankets and clothing are being turned away.
That's the problem.
Because it's not appropriate.
It's the central authority that the problem is. The libertarian government would say, let the market take care of the tragedy, and that would be the best way to get help to people. Thanks for the call, Deborah. Call us again sometime, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. 800-259-9231. Don't think we can sneak you in, though, because the line's pretty busy. It's Ian here with you.
And, man, what's
join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out all the good stuff we got there. And join our AMP program if you want to. We've been asking for help from voters. You could go vote. You can go to vote.freetalklive.com and help us out there, and that
please
would
do.
Be very good. But be awesome if you would also join up with the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's totally voluntary. All we ask you for is $3 a month, and it doesn't get you access to a special membership area, although you do get your own forum on our BBS. What it does is it allows us to take that $3 a month and put it towards advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live.
Which means that it doesn't go towards, well,
man, which is paycheck.
Yeah,
right.
it doesn't give us any money.
It basically makes it so it's right now it's making the difference between a 16th of a page ad in Talkers Magazine and a half page ad. That's
right.
The big industry publication for the radio talk radio industry, and that's making a huge difference.
It really is. I mean, we're getting calls.
Right.
People are calling us and saying, hey, program directors are calling us from radio stations and say, hey, tell us about Free Talk Live. We're kind of interested.
Exactly. So we need your help at amp.freetalklive.com. And again, it's totally voluntary. So if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. Keep enjoying the show for free. It'll always be free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, back to the phones, back to the phone. Ronnie in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Ronnie, you got about a minute. Ronnie in Texas, you are on the line. What's up, sir?
I'll try to be brief. I kind of probably got in late on the conversation, but I heard the guy talking about HAARP and during hurricanes and all that.
Yeah.
And you guys referred to, well, good grief, what's the government ever done right? You know, they can't manage anything.
No, they can't.
But on one hand, though, don't you admit that a lot of the programs and things they set up are more or less intended to fail and that they're not necessarily putting them in place to work?
I don't know about that. I mean, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure.
I think what their motivations are. It seems like in the programs that I'm thinking about offhand, it seems like they want them to work.
Yeah, NASA really does want to go explore space, I think. It's just that they're really inefficient and terrible at it.
I guess that's debatable. I could see how they could possibly be hiding monies in the NASA program that are being spent elsewhere, wouldn't you
think? I'm sure there are some people in the upper levels of these programs that are shuffling money around and doing devious things, but I think most of the people that join up with NASA, just like most of the people that join the FBI and join the military and, you know, the kind of the low-level grunts, they're the ones that really believe they're doing something good. They're the ones that believe that their mission is beneficial. You might be right. The top-level pencil pushers are really very likely to play games with our money because it's not their money. So interesting points. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. And finally, let's go to Sergio in Australia, waiting very patiently. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Sergio.
Hi there.
Your time is limited, sir, so make it quick.
Okay, although I usually agree with Manwich, he said something on the vegetarian issue that I found completely ridiculous. First, he said that humans had pointy canines and that we were evolved to be able to eat and digest meat. And from this, he concluded that humans are therefore, I don't know, justified in eating animals because we're evolved to do so. And, I mean, the flaw of his argument is this. Just because a part of our body was evolved to do some task well before society was civilized doesn't justify continuing that task in a civilized society.
And the argument is meat tastes good.
Well, I mean, there does need to be some other reason to ignore to justify the action. I mean, civilized society is based on the concept that initiation of...
Sergio, call us at the beginning of an hour. I know you're calling from Australia, and we appreciate it. Call us at the beginning of an hour during the week next week so we have more time with you, man, because we just don't have it right now. But thank you.
Right.
More coming back Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. It has been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Hey, let's go cook some out on the barbecue here.
I think
week.
I want a pork chop.
More coming back. It's your show. We're not coming back, but coming back Monday. FreeTalkLive.com. See ya.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you paying?